What if Israel's story is the key to trusting God's timing in your own life? When you see an ungodly nation, God sees a people he has promised to restore and cleanse from all their sins. The same faithful God who will keep his covenant with Israel will finish the work he started in you. Listen in as we explore how God's long-term plan for Israel proves he is still sovereign over your story. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. If you haven't checked out our websites, FPIW.org is our educational pieces, biblical resources, public square ministry resources, and it really equips you to be salt and light in the public square. FPIW Action is our government stewardship resources. So this is where we are equipping you to interact with the government, to lead your elected officials to Christ, just to be involved and let your voice be heard across our state. All right. If you're enjoying this series, Israel, the Church and God's Sovereignty, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Finally, if you are a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. Today's question is, how does God's long range or long-term plan for Israel deepen your trust in his timing in your own life? The reality is, from Genesis to Revelation, much of our Bible, our inspired scriptures, are about the nation of Israel. God has a nation, and God has a bride, and God is sovereign. That's the whole concept of this series. So yes, he does have a nation. Yes, he does have a bride, and yes, he is sovereign. So that's our question for today, and we're going to read Romans chapter 11, starting in this 22nd verse, going through the 29th verse. Behold, the kindness and severity of God. To those who fell, severity, but to you, God's kindness, if you continue in his kindness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. And they also, if they do not continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut off from what is nature, a wild olive tree, and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these who are natural branches be grafted into his own tree? For I do not want you, brethren, to be uninformed of this mystery, so that you will know not be wise in your own estimation, that a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved, just as it is written. The deliverer will come from Zion. He will remove ungodliness from Jacob. This is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. Okay, so we are going to focus on verses 25 down through 29. And the first thing about God's long-term plan is there's an aspect of it that is a mystery. I know that we have been fighting for decades. The role of Israel, the nation, the role of the bride, the church being the bride, and the role of God's sovereignty. People have fought about this and fought and fought and fought. There's an element that is, it is a mystery. But he says here, this mystery, so that you will not be wise in your own estimation. So about the mystery of Israel being grafted back in, about the church, about God's sovereignty, he doesn't want you to be wise in your own estimation. And he's going to say a powerful statement. He says that a partial hardening has happened to Israel. So as you look at the nation of Israel right now, think about this. There's been a partial hardening that has taken place in their hearts. And it says, until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. So when people look at the nation of Israel and say, oh, they're such an ungodly nation. They're such a this, they're such a that. Why would we support Israel? Why would we do this? Why would we do that? Well, the Bible's very clear that there's a partial hardening. They're partially hardened by God until we as Gentiles come in to the bride of Christ. And so that's a mystery, and yet we know that God is faithful. You say, how do we know that God is faithful? Look at this. And so all Israel will be saved, just as is written. So this right here says all of Israel will be saved. Now, someone will say, oh, you're reading into it, all this, all that. No, if you read through the context of Romans chapter 11, he constantly reminds us from the story of, was it Elijah? Yeah, Elijah, all the way down through where we are right here, that there's a remnant, and all that remnant of Israel will be saved. Anyone who has their faith, who's regrafted back into their own olive tree, will be saved. And that is a powerful truth for today. Why? God has a nation, God has a bride, and God is sovereign. So you don't get to tell God how he does his job. He wrote it out for you in the scriptures. So all of the remnant will be saved. And we see that our hope is that our Jewish older brothers will put their hope and trust in their Jewish Messiah, Jesus Christ, the Lord, who's also our Messiah, Jesus. We're Gentiles, but he is our Messiah. He died on the cross for our sins and rose again that we may have eternal life. So look at this. He's quoting here, the deliverer will come from Zion. And we see that comes from Isaiah chapter 59, verse 20. You can check that out. Where's the deliverer going to come from? From the nation of Israel, from Zion, right? The land that was given to Abraham. He will remove ungodliness from Jacob. Now, this part supposes two things. The first thing it supposes is that he's going to remove something. The second thing is whatever he's removing is truly there. So he's going to remove ungodliness from Jacob or from Israel, the nation. Remember, Jacob's name was changed to Israel and became the nation of Israel. So Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. So he's going to remove ungodliness. So what should we see if there's a partial hardening of the Jews right now? What should we see in the nation of Israel? Ungodliness. Do you see that? This is why the argument is a straw man's argument about, well, Israel is not holy enough or godly enough for us to support them, blah, blah, blah. Now, when I'm talking about support, I'm talking supporting the Abrahamic covenant, that God's covenant to his nation, his faithfulness to his nation is still there. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not saying that you're going to agree with every tactical experience of the war in Gaza or the war in Iran or any of the other things that are happening. That's another whole day, another whole time that I can go into what's being set up there. We can go back and look at Ezekiel. But when we talk about the covenant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or Israel, God's going to remove the ungodliness of the Jewish people. And this is my covenant with them. He says, this is what I promised to them when I take away their sins. So again, twice from Isaiah 59, 20, twice he says, they're ungodly and they're sinful. And when I show up from Zion, when the deliverer will come from Zion, I'm going to take away these two elements. Now, some may argue, wait a minute. Jesus did that, 2,000 years ago. I understand that. That's why Isaiah 59:20 predicts it. But Paul is using this, writing this after Jesus's death, burial, and resurrection. He's using it as a reference that Israel is not cast away. He's teaching us the very fact of how we should see Israel. So when you see Israel, and maybe it's popular to say right now that Israel is an ungodly nation, and I would say this, so is the United States, so is every nation is ungodly, because I don't want to be arrogant. He tells us not to be conceited or arrogant earlier in the chapter. It's easy to point our fingers at them, yet the Bible says that's how they're going to be when I take away their sins. When he shows up, he's going to take away their sins. So what's our public square application today? If God is faithful to Israel, and he is, he's going to be faithful to the Abrahamic covenant. That means God is going to be faithful to you. The work that God began in you is faithful to complete it. You may think that you've somehow walked away or done this or done that or, stepped out of bounds. And maybe you have. Repent and turn to the living God and let him just cleanse your heart from your idolatry. At the same time, he's faithful to complete that work inside of you. He's a sovereign God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, and we do thank you for Israel and the Jewish nation. We thank you for the bride. God, we thank you for all that you are going to do in our hearts and our minds. God, thank you for being faithful to Israel as an example, that you're going to take away their unbelief and take away their ungodliness and take away their sin. God, that faithfulness translates to us as Gentiles. God, that you will do the same for us. Thank you for having a bride, the bride of Christ. And thank you for having a nation, Israel. and showing your faithfulness to both God. You are a sovereign God. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.